Jason Dinesen, Governor Tim Walz welcomed athletes, families, volunteers, and spectators to the 2026 Special Olympics USA Games, which started Saturday with opening ceremonies at Huntington Bank Stadium.
Minnesota has always been a place where we look out for one another, where community means coming together, celebrating each other's strength, and lifting each other up. And these games remind us just how powerful that spirit is.
Around 300 athletes from across Minnesota and 3,000 from across the nation are competing at this year's games. The Minnesota Twins beat Arizona on Sunday 4-2. The Twins took 2 out of 3 at Arizona and are now 7-2 in their last 9 games. They return home to play the Dodgers tonight at Target Field. The Minnesota Lynx lost to Washington last night 84-79 at Target Center. Minnesota native Dakota Popain captured her third Grandma's Marathon title at the 50th running of Grandma's Marathon in Duluth on Saturday. Popain was the women's winner, while Emmanuel Messel from the country of Eritrea won on the men's side. The two DFL candidates for U.S. Senate held their first primary debate on Friday night. Congresswoman Angie Craig and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan were asked about Minnesota's fraud issue. Flanagan told Almanac on Twin Cities PBS.
There has been legislation that has passed to stop fraud, to prevent it from happening in the first place. This Office of Inspector General that was just passed in this legislative session is incredibly important.
Craig responded.
It's still stunning to me that the Lieutenant Governor continues to shift every bit of the blame to the governor for the fraud that has occurred in Minnesota.
This was the first of 3 debates planned ahead of the August primaries. In other headlines, a 5-year-old girl from Oregon was killed in a van rollover on Interstate 494 in Dakota County on Saturday morning, and an 83-year-old man was killed in a crash between the SUV he was driving and a semi on Saturday in Wattawan County, east of St. James. Mayo Clinic is helping lead a federal effort to bring more hospital-level care directly to rural and underserved communities. MNN's Tasha Radel has more.
Through the ARPA-H Paradigm Program, Mayo is developing artificial intelligence tools that can guide healthcare workers through procedures such as blood draws and IV placements without requiring on-site specialists. Researchers have already recorded hundreds of blood draw procedures to train the technology. Mayo officials say the goal is to help patients receive high-quality care closer to home while expanding access to medical services in areas where specialty care is often limited. Tasha Radel, MNN.
And I'm Jason Dinesen. This is MNN.